Welcome. This is Kathy Stover, and I'm so glad to be here with you. Recently, I was in a study group led by Kathleen Knipp, studying the ancient Kashmir Shaivism wisdom text called the Pratyabhijna Hairadyam, or the Recognition of Our Own Heart. This beautiful and poetic text explains consciousness and addresses the difficult questions that we come to ask ourselves that give our lives meaning and purpose. Who am I? And how do we make our way back from feelings of separateness into wholeness again? We come to see that consciousness is always performing five acts, and that all of life is in this never-ending flow of creation, maintenance, and dissolution. In this wondrous pattern that's always happening, we can see this cycle in our own lives too, how we are born, live our lives, and then eventually die. Everything that is in this same cosmic dance of blossoming into being, sustaining, and then becoming reabsorbed once again. The other two acts of consciousness that we experience are concealment and grace. Concealment happens in those moments of forgetfulness when we experience ourselves as utterly separate and we forget our true nature. This leads us to feel disillusioned, confused, like something is missing or that we're not enough. And then when grace happens, there's a remembering of our true nature. And once again, we experience our wholeness. Often, grace happens gratuitously as a privileged moment when we realize that absolutely everything is just an expression of consciousness and perceive that we too belong here in this creation. We are all part of the act, unified in this one big magic show. In this yoga nidra today, we will use all of our senses to open our awareness to sensations that are coming and going, and feeling ourselves both as this unique expression of consciousness, as well as sensing into the unified field of consciousness. Then I will recite a poem I wrote of affirmations for self-inquiry inspired by the Pratyabhijna Hairadyam. The invitation is just to let my words wash over your being like a flowing river, with no need to grasp or hold on to anything at all. Just letting the words land in your body as sensation, wherever they will. And if the mind drifts or you fall asleep, that's okay too. Know that this too is consciousness. Even when the body sleeps, the seeds of awareness are always germinating and manifesting as a unique expression of consciousness. Find a position that invites openness and receptivity. And this might include sitting in your favorite chair or lying down on your back. And as you settle in, you might ask yourself if there's anything that you might do to make yourself a little bit more comfortable. Maybe you'd like to cocoon yourself in a cozy blanket or put a pillow under your knees. Or maybe you'd like to use an eye pillow to stimulate the vagus nerve, allowing for a gentle reset of the nervous system. Go ahead and make whatever adjustments are needed now. Then closing down or lowering the drapes of the eyelids, broadening into a soft inner gaze, sensing shades or shapes, and listening, ears open and receptive. Letting sounds come to you. Sounds all around opening in awareness. Listening with the whole body everywhere. Letting listening become openness. Mouth tasting any lingering tastes. Nose open to smelling, even in the absence of smells. Sensing the caress of air on the skin. And sensing into the space around you, sensing the walls, the ceiling, and the floor. Noticing any feelings of familiarity of the space. And sensing all the places where the body is making contact with the support below. Can you let yourself be held? Maybe even letting go of something heavy that's been weighing on you that you don't need to carry. Feeling the heaviness of the limbs. Resting back into a deep embrace. Maybe even taking a deep breath in and sighing out the mouth as you surrender a little more. Sensing how you're always held by this earth, even as it moves around the sun and the solar system, moving through endless space. This body, here, now, embraced by the earth, in this room, safe and secure. Attuning for a moment to your intention for your practice. It might be to just remain open and receptive, or perhaps to feel the way consciousness is expressing itself through you as sensation. As you settle more and more into this ease of being, setting aside the day that you've been having or that you've had, letting go of any to-do lists just for this moment. diving below any surface turbulence, any emotions or thoughts, and sensing into this deeper stillness below the surface that's always here, regardless of whatever else is going on in your life. Sensing into this ease of being here, now, always, there in the background. So familiar, it's easy to overlook. Allowing this sense of being and well-being to come more and more into the foreground. Just letting any thoughts float by without having to grasp a hold. Welcoming sounds, sensations of the body, and the openness of awareness. And you might sense how sound has a directionality and how it rises, expresses, and then fades away in awareness. And how attention moves with the mind, registering a sound, a sensation or thought. Allowing attention to rest back without grasping onto anything at all. Just watching everything coming and going. Settling more into that unchanging stillness. Resting here, nurturing yourself in this inner sanctuary of being. In our practice of Iras Yoga Nidra, we return over and over to this felt sense of being and well-being, strengthening the neural pathways, getting to know and remembering your way here so that you can find your way back anytime, day or night, whenever you need to feel safe and secure. And then on the next inhalation, flowing with awareness into the heart space or even lower into the belly. And sensing what matters most. Listening to the heart's deepest longing. Feeling into whatever feels most authentic in this moment. And even if it doesn't yet seem possible, imagining for a moment what life might be like if the heart's deepest longing were to come true. And feeling it in the body as sensation. And flowing with your attention into the feet. Maybe even fanning the awareness of the feet with the breath so that you begin breathing into the feet. Breathing into the bottoms of the feet, tops of the feet, all 10 toes, sensing the aliveness of the feet. Maybe some tingling in the feet. Sensing the feet as localized sensation. And then sensing the space around the feet. Space between the toes. The space between both feet. And how feet feeling suffuses into non-localized space feeling. How it has a field-like quality. Sensing into the belly. Sensing the warmth of the skin as it rises and fills up like a balloon on the inhalation. And how it contracts and sinks back on the exhalation. Inhaling and filling. Exhaling, releasing back. Sensing inside the belly, the organs of digestion. Noticing if there's any tension, constriction, or tightness in the belly without trying to fix or change anything at all. Rather, allowing everything to be here just as it is. Breathing with awareness into the palms of the hands. Sensing the radiance of the life force pulsating with aliveness. Sensing the backs of the hands, thumbs, fingers, fingertips. Sensing both hands from the inside out. This pulsating orb of sensation that we call hands. Sensing the spaces between the fingers. Space around the hands. Sensing if awareness is inside the hands. Or are the hands inside awareness? And bringing attention into the cavern of the mouth. Sensing the spaciousness of the mouth. Letting attention rest in the back of the mouth where you sense the breath coming and going. Tuning into this point for a few breaths. Feeling the entirety of each inhalation and the fullness of each exhalation. And sensing the upper gums and the lower gums, the teeth, the space between the teeth, the tip of the tongue resting against the teeth, the root of the tongue, upper lip, lower lip, sensing the whole mouth as radiant sensation. Mouth, hands, belly, feet, belly, hands, mouth, and setting attention free to wander wherever it's being drawn. Feeling body sensations localized inside the body. And then letting the boundaries of the skin suffuse into space. Sensing out to the right of the body as far as you can. Sensing out to the left, back behind the body, front of the body, above and below the body. Sensing this everywhereness of non-localized awareness. And as you feel yourself more and more as both localized and non-localized awareness, resting back into this ease of being. This being spacious awareness permeating everywhere. Beyond space and time. And maybe this evokes sensations of peace, equanimity, unity, or love. Maybe there's a warm, open feeling in the heart. Letting it nourish, caress, permeate, and infuse your entire being like warm honey. Breathing in feelings of goodness on the inhalation. And letting it spread on each exhalation. Letting go of all boundaries as awareness opens more and more in this unified field of oneness. Even if a thought or emotion pulls your attention away and you momentarily get lost in thought, that's okay. Maybe just saying to yourself, thinking, and then gently bringing attention back to the breath, sensing into this ease of being, both inside the body, as well as this field of loving awareness. noticing how forgetting and remembering are natural movements of consciousness. Resting back into the vastness. Who am I? I am Shiva, performing the five acts. I am creation, the endless unfolding. The spark burst flame, each shimmering breath, a new beginning. I am the expansion, the inspiration. I am a conduit of creativity. I am. I am maintenance, resting in fullness. I am tending the seeds of my inner garden. I am blooming my heart's deepest longing. I am spreading my wings. I am. I am disillusion. I am exhaling, releasing what no longer serves me. I am examining my biases. I am shedding old destructive habits, patterns, and beliefs. I am letting go, letting go, letting go. I am. I am concealment. The craggy lost foothold on the path in a shadowy veil of forgetfulness. This too is consciousness. I am omnipotence masquerading as fragility. I am inner wisdom subsuming as doubt. I am. I am remembering. I am finding my way. I am taking off the mask in this game of hide and seek. I am sparkling like sunshine behind the obscurity of clouds. I am creation delighting in herself. I am a meteor shower of grace. I am grace. I am. I am this. I am the life force, spontaneously manifesting from itself, of itself. I am the infinite and simultaneously the finite. I am cloaked in mystery. I am deeply known. I am this. I am. Feeling the body breathing itself. As the body breathes in, receiving. As the body breathes out, letting go. I am tuning inward, eyes open or eyes closed. I am the seer. I am the seen. I am the seeing. I am learning to discern. I am stronger than I know. I am the sun and the moon. I am that which is beyond all limits, curious about time and space. I am peace, I am war, and every nuance and shade in between. I am learning to remain, to be open to receive. I am the listener. I am that which is heard. I am listening. I am. I am remembering my connection to all beings, seen and unseen, and to the great Mother Gaia. I am rewilding my spirit. I am treading lighter. I am dancing in the rain, grounding to the earth, smelling of petrichor, rooting like a tree. I am earth. I am. I am the dancing wave in the ocean. I am the ocean. I am showering in compassion. I am tasting life's nectar. I am flowing with ease, bubbling with awe. I am water. I am. I am digesting and transmuting. I am clearing my path. I am opening my eyes. I am alchemizing darkness into light. I am gazing with intensity, burning with desire. I am fire. I am. I am breathing in peace. I am moving in harmony. I am opening my heart. I am air. I am. I am trusting my intuition. I am using my voice. I am speaking my truth. I am committing myself to my innate wisdom and right action. I am resting in the spaces between the in-breath and the out-breath. I am the spaces. I am spaciousness. I am. I am magnificent. I am divine. I am the nectar of bliss. I am healing. I am healed. I am blooming from the mud like a lotus flower. I am opening from my center. I am always whole. Breathe in peace. Breathe out love. Resting in soothing peace on each inhalation. Breathing out love on the exhalation. Expanding from the heart space all the way out to the fingers and toes. Infusing the whole body with tranquility and peace on the inhalation. Releasing into the field of love in all directions on the exhalation. So hum, so hum, so hum, Shiva, hum, so hum, so hum, so hum, Shiva. I am that I am. resting here in the reverberating heart of recognition of your true nature. Sensing into the vastness. This mystery. Sensing into this deep knowingness that we're both limited and finite, yet simultaneously vast, unlimited, and beyond our wildest understanding. And how in this vastness, no matter what happens to you in life, that there's this part of you that remains untouchable, unharmable, unaffected. You are this. And even as this yoga nidra comes to an end, you may choose to continue resting or drift off into sleep. Or you may choose to feel back into the four walls of the room, feeling the support of the surface below. And as you gradually allow smaller movements to start to happen again, maybe the eyes opening and closing, remembering you are this. Thank you so much for practicing with me today. Namaste.